Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Well, Adam, it is Thursday, so time for our weekend picks.
It is indeed, and I'm breaking my routine of laundry and reading to do something that's actually worth telling the listeners about.
Do tell.
There's a contemporary classical music group called Bang on a Can. They are these sort of New York postmodernist funky people, and one of their members teaches at MIT, and I'm going to go see them Saturday night at the Kresge Auditorium, where they are going to play, among other things, a piece by a composer named Michael Gordon, and it's called Timber. Now, can you guess why they might call this piece timber?
Using wood?
It's literally six percussionists with one piece of wood in front of them and a couple of mallets, and that's all it is.
Oh, just one piece?
Just one piece. So like, all the changes in pitch that you're hearing are created by them sort of interlocking their playing with each other. It's an hour long. It's either going to be incredibly mesmerizing or horribly boring, but I'm going to find out.
Actually, it sounds really mesmerizing, so I'm hoping for the former, not the latter.
Fingers crossed.
Well, there is a little more we have to share about what is going on this weekend, if Bang on a Can doesn't suit your fancy. So Now we turn to Boston Herald contributing writer and editor at JimSullivanInc.com, Jim Sullivan. Welcome back, Jim.
Thank you, Magna.
So what's up first?
First up, Noel Gallagher, who you may know as the guitarist and songwriter from the now-defunct Oasis, is back in town with a band he calls High Flying Birds.
I definitely hear some strains of the old Oasis there, but it's a different sound. Tell us about what Noel Gallagher's doing here.
Well, Noel is the singer this time, the frontman. His brother, Liam, had been the frontman in Oasis. The two had been fighting for years, and Liam went off and formed his own band called BDI, which plays next month. But Noel is here Saturday at the Wang, and he is playing, what I'm told, about three-quarters of his new material from the High Flying Birds album, and maybe the rest of it semi-obscure Oasis material. No Champagne Supernova.
No Wonderwall.
No Wonderwall. No, no.
All right, so that's Noel Gallagher on Saturday at the Wang Center in Boston. I guess we should call it Brit Pop Saturday. But Jim, on Monday you've got something completely different for us that has to do with one of Boston's greatest literary magazines.
Yes, it's called Plowshares. It was founded 40 years ago, and they're celebrating it Monday night at the Paramount Theater with some of the famous authors, mostly Boston-based, who will be there giving readings and hosted by Dennis Leary.
Famous authors such as?
Such as Wally Lamb, Alice Hoffman, Sue Miller, Dennis Lehane, Andre Dubuque III.
So Plowshares is really, for the 40 years it's been around, has sort of made its name as being a great launching pad for a lot of the America's most famous
authors.
It
has. John Irving, Russell Banks, Mona Simpson got their launches there. It's a small magazine, circulation maybe around 6,000, but it's incredibly powerful in terms of its clout in the publishing world.
And as you said, this is their 40th anniversary, and actually not that long ago we spoke with DeWitt Henry. He's the founding editor of Plowshares, and he told us this great story about how he and his friends founded the magazine in the Plow and Stars pub in Cambridge. And here's a little bit more of tape from him on why they decided to start Plowshares, the magazine.
The landscape, the literary situation in Cambridge in 1971, at least as we read it as 20-somethings, was extremely barren. Nothing was happening. Houghton Mifflin was in Boston, and the Atlantic Monthly was in Boston, but there was a unbridgeable gap between what we called the establishment and the world of talent that we believed in.
So, Jim, that was back in 1971, quite a long while ago. So tell us a little bit more about what's going to happen at the anniversary bash.
I was talking to Alice Hoffman about it, and she said it's going to be funky and cutting-edge, a literary event that will be fun. Some of that fun should come from the poetry readers, including Cam Neely, the Bruins president, and Dennis Leary himself, who has written books.
I was wondering how they got him to host a literary
event.
Well,
I mean, he's a big name, and he's a well-known comic, etc. But he's also a writer. He's written three. He's got one coming out December 2nd, I believe, and yes, most of the books have the word suck in it.
Well, that's Dennis Leary and some of New England's greatest literary luminaries. They'll be at the Paramount Theater on Monday night, celebrating Plowshare's 40th anniversary. Great event. So, Jim, your last pick is a memorial concert tonight for Billy Ruane. Tell us a little bit about him, because you knew him, right?
I did know Billy. I was a friend of his. He died last year, last October. This would have been his 54th birthday. Billy was a crazy man. He was eccentric. He was a billionaire's son. He was a trust fund kid. But he poured just about all of his money and talent into local musicians, out-of-town musicians, but the Boston scene. He nurtured many, many bands. And what they're doing tonight is that some of his favorite bands are coming together to celebrate what would have been his birthday at the Club Radio in Somerville.
And what have some local Boston musicians had to say about the year since his passing?
One of the people that he was very supportive of over the years was Mary Lou Lord. And I was talking to Mary Lou the other day, and I asked her just to reminisce a little bit. And what she said was, he was my friend. And if you were a musician, he was likely your friend too. And there was something beautiful about watching someone listen to music. And when Billy listened, it was like someone mainlined God. It was not of this world. Billy took flight. And it was one of the most powerful and awesome things that you could ever hope to see.
So this memorial concert for Billy Ruane is tonight?
It is tonight. It's Mary Lou, Talia Zedek Band, Reed Paley, M.G. Letterman, Hilken Mancini, and Michael Tarbox. It starts at 8, and it's at the Union Square Club Radio.
In Somerville.
In Somerville.
Well, Jim, we're going to go out with a little bit of Mary Lou Lord's She's Still Bewitching Me. Jim Sullivan is a contributing writer at the Boston Herald and editor of JimSullivanInc.com. Jim, thanks for the great picks as always.
Thanks for having me.
There's more information on Jim's picks at RadioBoston.org. And for some more picks from our staff, try Facebook.com/RadioBoston, where you can leave your own suggestions as well.
That's it for today. On tomorrow's show, we review the week's news plus music from Boston's Turkish music collective, Dunya. Don't miss it.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea. Anthony Brooksley back with you tomorrow. Join us again then for more Radio Boston.
She's still bewitching. She's still bewitching.